वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च. This evening I thought we might read from, actually the verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam in a vernacular work, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, the famous biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, written at the end of the 16th century by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. There are two verses in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that describe the incarnation of the Lord who comes in Kali Yuga. The context of those verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam is a discussion of the various avatars who appear in the various ages. We all know that within the Vedic scheme of time, progression of time, there are four ages, just like we have four seasons. So there's Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and finally Kali Yuga. At the present moment, we're in the Kali Yuga, and it's more or less the winter of this scheme, winter season. So everything is generally inauspicious, but Kaler Doshinid He Rajan Astihi Eko Mahadguna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Bandha Param Prajet. If you simply chant the holy name of Krishna in this day and age, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, then even though this is an ocean of all kinds of conceivable and inconceivable flaws, just by that kirtan you will become freed from all material contamination on one hand, and on the positive side you will go to the supreme destination. You will gain love of Godhead, which is our eternal constitutional position, our ontological status, you might say. Sarup, in the Vedic terminology. So, iti dvapara urvi shastuvanti jagat ishwaram nana tantra vidhanena kalau api yathashrano. Oh, my dear king, this is Karabhajan Muni speaking to the king, Maharaj Nimi. And he says, O king, in this way people living in Dwapara Yuga worshipped the Lord of the universe, but in Kali Yuga they also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the regulations of the revealed scriptures. Kindly now hear of that from me. This verse is spoken by the saint Karabhajan Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, text 31. He says, Krishna varnam tvisha krishnam sangopangastra parshadam yajnaihi sankirtanai prayer yajantihi sumedhasaha. That means that in the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as Krama Sandarbha. Jiva Goswami is a famous scholar, the youngest of the famous six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and he was a great prolific author. He wrote a famous philosophical treatise known as Shat Sandarbhas. Among those Sandarbhas is his Krama Sandarbha, which functions in effect as a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And there he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion, commenting on this very verse, which says as much. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Gardaka Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. Does anyone know this verse? Shuklam Krishna Gatapitam. Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. When Gargamuni was naming Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Rani, in Vrindavan, he mentioned this, that your son is very special, and he appears in other yugas as well. Sometimes he's blackish, sometimes he's reddish, sometimes he's white, and sometimes he's yellow. Now in the Kali Yuga, he appears in this yellow color. We say as well, we don't say, Mahabharata says in the Vishnu Sahasranama, Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangash Chandanangadi. What does Hemanga mean? Hemanga means the same thing as Gauranga, golden limbs. This is a famous name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Suvarna Varna. Suvarna means gold, like Suvarna Malik. Suvarna Vanik, they have. So, Suvarna is golden. Hemanga, Gauranga. This is mentioned in the Vishnu Sahasranama, famous Vishnu Sahasranama. So, although he exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively, he did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow or gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Gaurahari. So in the Satya Yuga, he was white. In the Treta Yuga, he was red. In the Dwapar Yuga, who was he? Krishna. What color is Krishna? Meghavarnam. Yeah, like the cloud, Ganeshyama. But in Kali Yuga, he is golden. Or as this verse says, Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnam. Although he is Krishna Varnam, this Krishna Varnam word is interpreted in two ways. Number one, Krishnam Varnayati. He's chanting the name of Krishna. In that sense, you can say this Bahuvrihi Samasa refers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is constantly chanting the name of Krishna. Or another way you can interpret it, Krishna Varnam means he's in the category, in the class of Krishna. In other words, he is Vishnu Tattva. Just like Ramchandra is Vishnu Tattva. Either way, he's Krishna. Twisha Krishnam, but he's not blackish. In this sense, Krishna means he's not black. In other words, he's implicit here is that he's yellow. Ityadi, the rest of the verse goes. So, Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varna means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varna and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. How has he described the holy name of Krishna? Does anyone know? Famous composition by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing the holy name of Krishna. Cheto darpanamarjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvapanam. Shreyak Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Beautiful verse describing the glories of this process of Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by his personal example. Because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter into transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Now, the next line of this Bhagavatam verse, Sangopangastra Parishadam, means he is surrounded by his associates, his servants, his weapons, and his confidential companions. What does that mean? Sangopangastra Parishadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac, but in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or his weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtana movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Odisha. Who is one of those great scholars who was attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri? Sarvabhauma Vasudeva, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was a great Nayayika. In those days, Mithila, now it's in Bihar state, Bihar used to have a glorious past. In those days, Bihar was a famous seat of learning, almost like Navadvip. Navadvip and Mithila, both of those places were famous. People would come from miles around to go and study Nyaya there. What is Nyaya? Logic. Nowadays, no one even knows what Nyaya is. They are more concerned with, you know, C++ and other things. But in those days, it was like the Cambridge and the Harvard of North India. Even people would come from the south. They were such great scholars. So he was the teacher of many, many pandits who were themselves teaching in Mithila, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Later on, he transferred to Puri because of political problems in Bihar. In the 16th century, North India was not very stable politically. So he transferred to Puri. And while he was there at Puri, he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had a debate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 7 days. And he was of the Advaita persuasion, a Shankara Sampradaya, that was his philosophical position. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roundly defeated him in such a way that he really could not do anything but surrender to the Lord, which in fact he did, which is a testament of his character. In those days, if someone was defeated, he would surrender to his opponent and accept his opponent's viewpoint. Nowadays, no one ever admits defeat. If they even debate at all. On the basis of Shastra, we don't find that so much anymore. Nowadays we have all sorts of postmodern philosophies that, you know, attack the very notion of meaning to begin with. Attack on epistemology itself is a way to get around it. This is, in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, called Ishad Apeta, turning one's face away from the Lord. Anyway, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa, example Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Srivas. We always chant these names. They are called together Panch Tattva, five truths. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature which says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. We also know from the other Puranas, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the Mahapurana, but in other Puranas as well, Brihannaradiya Purana, what does it say? Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyasa. When you are in school and the teacher says something 3 times, you know that it's going to be on the test. So this is... And in speaking of logic, as we are, in Nyaya they have a kind of pervasion, which is called Anvaya Vyatireki logic. That means you cover your bases positively and you cover your bases negatively. So that's always done. Whenever there is a Nishedha, there is always a corresponding Vidhi. Whenever there is an injunction, there's also a prohibition. It's like we say, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. That covers all the bases. So again here, there is nothing but the holy name of Hari. Nothing but the holy name of Hari. Nothing but the holy name of Hari. That is the positive side. And on the negative side, there is nothing else. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. So this is the version of the Puranas. Many, many Shastras are confirming this. We don't need to dilate on that. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Shruti Mantra, as a matter of fact, which Shruti Mantra am I thinking of? This is listed, this particular verse. Giving the Hare Krishna Mantra, a little different order. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Iti Sholashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. Nata Parotayopeto Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. If you search throughout the entire Vedic gamut of literature, the Shruti Mantra says, you will not find any means of deliverance more effective in this age of Kali than these 16 names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. Just like it's gone the same direction as Nyaya. It's a holistic package and people are really not so much interested. I know because I live in India normally. And sometimes, especially if you go to South India, you will find there are many cultured Brahminical families there. But every single case, you will find that the son of the family is studying engineering at Manipal or one of the IIT campuses, and his intention is to come to America and make a lot of money rather than do puja in the temple. Sometimes they do, but generally they're interested in something else. So anyway, people have lost interest in this sort of thing, but anywhere and everywhere people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, the principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower. Nice metaphor he gives there. So this is how Srila Prabhupada comments on these two Bhagavatam verses as they're quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his own work, Chaitanya Charitamritam. Nicely encapsulates the process, the identity, and the process taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simple process in this day and age. What is that verse? Kalavasmi Nyugejana? Manda Sumanda Mataya? First line? Prayena Alpayusha Sabhya Kalavasmi Nyugejana Manda Sumanda Mataya. We have Sumandamati. That's us, folks. Sumandamati. It's bad enough to be slow-witted. That's Mandamati. But if you're Sumandamati, you're very dense. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam says this. It is not my personal opinion. It is what the Shukadeva Goswami has written. He describes that in this day and age, people have short lives. They're not so bright. They're not inclined for, as Prabhupada writes here, for these processes, pious activities so much. If they are a little bit inclined, then they will be misled by some charlatan who claims to be a spiritualist and who relieves him of more money than misery. This is what happens. And above all, hi upadrutaha, they're always agitated, isn't it? Any doctors here, you know. People always so much in anxiety, especially in America. Now also in India, you know, a couple of years ago someone told me Andhra Pradesh has the highest suicide rate among women between the ages of 17 and 25. Why are they so anxious? This is the lifestyle of the modern world. It is guaranteed to sap your vital energy. It is guaranteed to give you cancer and heart attacks and, if nothing else, hyper-stress. So sometimes we even have to preach like this. We chant Hare Krishna, it recharges your batteries because people run down. They get worn out by the process of maya. So this world is like that. Of course, it's always miserable. Even if you take birth in the Swarga Loka, that is the heavenly realms, still the misery is there. Krishna certifies in Bhagavad Gita. There is no place that is free from misery, but it doesn't have to be as difficult as we make it when we ignore the reality of the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth means that which is true in all times, places, and circumstances. There are always these three modes, three options we have in life. We can become sattvic if we choose, good, illumined, progressive. We can become passionate if we like, that's overwhelmed by our desires and very industrious, industriously trying to fulfill those desires. Or we can become oblivious and dull, that's called tamogunam. These three options are there no matter where you take birth. But the fact is, anywhere that you go, you're going to suffer because that is the nature of material life. It is designed to frustrate you. It is designed to keep us suffering so that we question, why do I have to go through this? Why? Why? People ask, why me? It's not just you, sir, it's everybody. All of us are in anxiety. We're all going to die. We all get old. We all have to suffer disease. We all have to take birth again if we haven't cleansed out our psychology sufficiently by taking advantage of what human life really had, the full potential that human life has to offer. Yam yam vapi smanan bhavam tyajanti ante kalevaram tam tami vaite, Krishna says. You will go to that place that you are thinking of most of the time. What are you thinking about most of the time? Where are your thoughts centered on most of the time? Think about it. That is your next life. So human life is a very rare opportunity, but it is very valuable, although it's very temporary. We are here maximum 100 years. My grandfather lived to be 99 years and 11 months. Generally, sometimes people live a little longer, but generally the maximum is 100 years. But within that time, if we utilize our intelligence, God-given intelligence, take advantage of this process that that Krishna has so kindly disseminated all over the world now by His divine grace, by the efforts of His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, particularly in Bhagavad Gita, also later on Srimad Bhagavatam and other literatures that are allied to those messages. If we take advantage of these things and hear, yatagnyasasi tatrino, Krishna says, just hear as much as you wish to know, you can hear. And by hearing, we can appreciate what human life really can offer us. That is our eternal existence, our full knowledge, full awareness, cognizance, and happiness. The happiness that we seek erroneously in so many other places. The happiness that is frustrated in those places. Because it's guaranteed that no matter what you're hankering for in life, you are going to either not get it, because we're all like a dog on a limited leash. You can only go as far as that leash will allow you to go. That leash is called prarabdha karma, the karma which is restricting your activities and your enjoyment in this particular life. So either we're not going to get what we want, or we get what we want and then we find out that it's not everything that it's cracked up to be. It doesn't satisfy us, because material things really can't. We're spiritual entities, and only spiritual things can really satisfy us. Or we get what we want, and then we lose it, and when we end up where we started from. So this is what happens in material life with regard to desire. But by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, our desires are elevated. And we begin to desire things that are divine. We begin to desire Krishna, God. And when we desire Krishna, He becomes desirous of us. Some part of Srimati Radharani's love of Krishna is distributed in anyone who performs bhakti. So we can share in the ecstasy that Srimati Radharani feels if we chant Hare Krishna. She will share that love with us. That is the purpose of this Sankirtana movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for those who come, is it day after tomorrow for Gaura Purnima? We're celebrating his appearance anniversary here. It would be a nice big festival in the evening. For those who listen more, we'll go into the details of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's own purpose in coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In coming to promulgate this Sankirtana movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing our welfare work. He's working for us, but he also had his own reason for coming here, and that is that he also wanted to taste what is it that Srimati Radharani feels when she sees me. What is it about me that turns her on, so to speak? What is that taste of love? How can I taste that love that she is experiencing? And what is the glory of that love? See, Krishna himself wants to know this. It is for that reason, his internal reason, that he appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is, although Krishna himself, he is coming in that golden form. Radha Krishna pranaya vrakti zarini shakti rasma de kadmano vipura deha bhedam katao tao chaitanyakim prakatamadhana yadvayam chaikim aptam radha bhavad jyotisovalitam naomi krishna sorupam. This is the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally for the sake of pastimes. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Shri Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrisho vana yaiva swadyo yenad bhutamadhunima kidrisho vamadiyah saukhyam chasya maruno bhavatah kidrisham veti lobhat tad bhavadhya samajanishachi garbhasindhau harinduhu. Desiring to understand the glory of Srimati Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through that love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetnesses of his love for her, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. Anarpitacharim chirad kuraneyavatirna kalau samarpayetam unnato jolarasam sabhakti shriyam Hari purata sundara dyutikadam basandipetaha sada hridaya kandures puratuva shachinandana. This is a beautiful verse. May that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga, may he be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, that is, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his own service. So we humbly invite everyone, please come day after tomorrow. I know it's a weeknight, but it's a very special weeknight. It is the appearance anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Sri Gaura Purnima, we call it. And we would be honored to have your company. I'll stop here. These are just a few things we can reflect on. The glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent into this world and the teachings that he shared with us so mercifully. We invite everyone to please take advantage of these things, especially those Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Bharata bhumite hoilo manushya janmajar janmashartha kari karo paru bhakar. Those of you who are born in India, you have the obligation, the mandate has been given to you by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Make your own life perfect, take advantage of this process, and share it with others. Become a cultural and spiritual ambassador of your rich heritage, and do paropakar, welfare work for others in this way. Does anyone have any questions or comments on these things? Not a single doubt in the room. Yes, please, Ruchi.
How can you mentioned that just that last verse you just mentioned, So how can the people from India share this knowledge with others? In what way?
Well, that was stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's twofold. Number one, we have to assimilate, because we cannot give people what we don't have. We have it. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabhunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udoi. It is within our hearts already. It's innate within us, just as the tendency to walk is innate in any child, even a 6 months years old. He will walk. It's just a matter of time. So Krishna consciousness is innate within all of us, but it has to be awakened, and it is awakened by the process of shravana, hearing. Beginning with shravanam, hearing, and then later comes kirtanam. So first we hear, and whatever we have heard, then we repeat. Simple process. This is what he meant when he says, janma sartha kori. That means hear something first. Koro para upakar. And then do something for others by chanting. As Srila Prabhupada often said, as I am doing, so you should do. Simple process. And it's an eternal process. Evam parampara praptam. Imam Raja Shayo Viduhu Sakale Nehamahata Yoga Nashtapanantapa. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this thing is coming down since time immemorial. But if it stops with one generation, that's all it takes to erase thousands of years of cumulative cultural achievement, wisdom, science, spiritual advancement. All it takes is one generation of neglect, and we've seen that already. I can tell you. I've seen it so much. Living in India, sometimes I think they're worse off than we are over here. Isliye Bharat Bhumite Hoila Munusha Janma Jar Janma Sartak Kari Kodaparupakar. He's given that order. Jare Dekhe Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh Amar Agnyai Guru Hoin Tar Edesh. Whoever you see, whatever you know, you tell him that. If all you know is, oh, Hare Krishna temple, they have very nice prasadam, then tell someone that. That's a start. But as we do this, then our appreciation deepens. The depth, the profundity of our appreciation for this wonderful science, and it is a science of Krishna consciousness, it deepens. And according to the depth, or as Shukdev Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam, yatha dhitam yatha mati. As high as in the sky as a bird can fly, that much he will go. So as deeply as we have drunk from this wonderful well of nectarian rasa, of bhakti rasa, that much we can share with others. But that, at least whatever we know we have to do. Prabhupada used to say he had a daughter, his disciple had a daughter named Saraswati, little girl, maybe, what, 2, 3, 4 years old. So Prabhupada was very proud, because whoever she would see, she would go, do you know who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. that much she knew, and that much she was preaching. And Prabhupada said, very good. He liked that. Okay, anything else? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.